Mark, tell us a little bit about the mind-reading machines that you think are out there.
Well, it's not even that I think that they're out there. They're out there, and there's essentially functional MRIs, which is fMRI, and it's an advanced lie detector system that can actually tell. It's called experiential knowledge. It can detect experiential knowledge in your mind, and so if you have seen or heard something, this device can go into your mind and actually identify that you've seen or heard something through a series of tests. They can get that part of the brain to activate, and the system can tell. So let's say, for example, you've seen a movie. They can show someone the movie who's attached to this fMRI, the functional MRI, and they can detect whether the person has seen that movie or not based on the information that the brain is detecting as that it's something that the mind has already experienced, already seen, and this machine can tell that. Now, there's been a woman convicted in India of murder based on the part of the testimony of this machine, based on the analysis of this machine. This is recent. Huh. This is in the last few years. And thankfully there are laws in place against most people being subjected to lie detectors and things. But this new system is so advanced that it can actually tell whether you have seen or heard something. And there are also systems that functional MRI systems that can tell really what you're thinking about. And there's systems. There was a segment on 60 Minutes that demonstrated this. You probably find this online. And someone is sitting in this MRI and they're told to think about a variety of objects. Let's say a wrench. And the system can tell whether they're thinking of the wrench or a screwdriver. Jeez. Or of a stapler. It goes into the brain and it can tell.
Imagine the ramifications at court.
Yeah. And this is very scary. But also there's the mind reading, and then we can get into more of the mind manipulation, what are called psychotronic weapons, which fit into the Orwellian nightmare. And psychotronic, psycho means of the mind. So the mind weapons that literally put thoughts and sounds into people's heads. And there's some that think that Khalik Sheikh Mohammed was actually subjected to one of these machines. There's some reports that at some point in his interrogation, Khalik Sheikh Mohammed,
rather than waterboarding him. Right?
Yeah, after the waterboarding, which they did 180 some times, they said that he prayed, and he, you know, Allah came to him, and then he started cooperating. So if that story is true, and if he really did say that and sort of have a change of heart, certainly possible that these prisoners are being given this test. Imagine if you're Khalik Sheikh Mohammed, you're in a prison cell, and using microwave auditory effects,
beaming it at you constantly.
Yeah, you think that God's talking to you in your own mind, and you don't know because the sound comes from in your own brain. And so they can trick him. Imagine. I'm just speculating. I don't like to theorize things, but this here is. This is a patented device, and here we have. I have a 1980s document called "From PSYOP to Mind War," that was co-authored by Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino, a really creepy guy. That's linked to satanic churches and a lot of allegations surrounding this man. And this guy wrote a paper. You can fully get. It's floating around there on the web. It's authentic. And he wrote a paper describing how elf waves can actually be broadcast to the masses, to us, to the public, and can either calm us down or can cause us to become excited. And that's horrible. That's creepy. Why would you do that to your own people? You know, this is what he calls that's the mind war. I mean, he writes right here, infrasound vibration of 20 hertz can subliminally influence brain activity to align itself to data, theta, alpha, beta wave patterns. I mean, these people know what they're talking about, and these devices are so sophisticated. So I think that people need to make devices to actually detect this. What are we going to do? I'm not paranoid here thinking that it's possible that they're broadcasting elf waves to excite the population or to scare the population at certain times in certain cities to coincide with certain events. That's not paranoia. That's not a conspiracy theory. This is a patented device. There's documents floating around, like I said, from PSYOP to Mind War and others that say that this should be done and describe how it can be done and how it probably has been done. George?
Do you think it's possible that those people who have called into even this show, and they said that they've heard voices. Somebody's beaming something at me, and some people would laugh at them, others don't, that this could be happening to them?
Absolutely. I mean, look at the instances of the CIA unknowingly giving people LSD. You know, they would have prostitutes lure Johns in, they would give them LSD, and they would videotape them and analyze their trip on acid. These poor people had no idea what was going on.
No, they were out of it.
And, you know, going to prostitutes is wrong and horrible, but they certainly didn't deserve that. And so, yeah, it's certainly plausible. I mean, it's really foolish to say that it hasn't been tested on random people just to see how it works. And there's been a couple fairly incredible people that have come out and said that they've had this electronic harassment happening to them. And certainly a lot of the instances, I think, are some sort of psychosis. But I think that it would be foolish to dismiss all of them, especially when I'm looking at the patent numbers here. And it was patented to the United States Air Force, by the way, George. They're the ones.
The Air Force.
Yeah, they patented it in 2002. That was actually awarded to them. And, it's a radio frequency hearing effect. I could read the abstract from the patent here, but it's such complicated language that only an engineer could figure out. But if you read through these patents like I have...
Does it say who developed it? Or was by us, government?
Yeah, here we have the Air Force, United States Air Force, first filed for the patent in 1996. I mean, I have the patent number here. It's a long number. I'm not going to give it. But that's just one instance. Sound, here's an abstract if you want to... Hear this. Sound is induced in the head of a person by radiating the head with microwaves in the range of 100 hertz to 10,000 megahertz that are modulated with a particular wave form.
Amazing.
The wave form consists of frequency-modulated bursts. Each burst is made up to 10 of 20 uniformed space pulses grouped together. So if you sift through this, really what this is saying is that they can beam voices into people's heads and you can't tell where they're coming from.
And you think it's in your head. It's God talking to me. It's my little angel. It's my conscience.
Well, this is a weapon, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's been used on prisoners to interrogate them and to think that God has talked to them. And here's another patent from a very creepy company, subliminal presentation system, George. I mean, there's patents back in the 70s of subliminal systems that can put subliminal messages in music that is not audible. Now, we think of subliminal messages as being the back masking from the backwards messages from the 1970s and rock and roll music. That's not subliminal.
Or getting you to buy something at a store.
Yeah, so subliminal messages is really just it's a suggestion. It's a suggestion that the conscious mind doesn't pick up. So here we have, I have patent numbers. I mean, have the inventors' names on this one, too. Oliver Lowdry. I mean, it's just horrible. There's some Orwellian subliminal devices back in 1979, where the issue of Time magazine discussed this being used in shopping malls, telling people not to steal.
Man.
There was a congressional hearing investigating subliminal advertising. This all back in the 70s.